Welcome to 1 Minute Ministry. Bite-sized biblical answers from Armin Tomassian, pastor of Calgary Free Presbyterian Church. So what's the question today, Armin?
Our question for today is, how can heaven have no suffering when people we know are in hell? First, we know that those in heaven will not experience sadness because Revelation 7:17 says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. How then will we respond concerning those who went to hell? There may be a sense in which we become oblivious to them in eternity, but there is also the likelihood that our perfected minds will think of them as God thinks and be perfectly satisfied with the justice of God that sent them to hell. In Romans 9:21, Paul asks those struggling with election, "Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another to dishonor?" Essentially showing that God reserves the right to do with man what he pleases. In Revelation chapter 18 and chapter 19, we read of the joy and praise to God that's offered when judgment is poured out upon the ungodly. God must be glorified in anything he chooses to do. And since he has chosen that the unregenerate go to hell, the children of God will praise him for that because it ultimately glorifies him.
If you have an appetite for God's Word, visit Calgary Free Presbyterian Church this Sunday. For details and more teaching, go to calgaryfpc.ca.